Yes, it is that time of the week. It is time for Sex and Relationship Therapy with Rachel Cook. And Rachel Cook joins me again. And this week we are talking about what happens when roles in relationships change. Now, that could be temporarily or permanently. Is there any way back to your previous happy life? Well, let's talk about it. Rachel's on the line. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Jen. How's it going?
Not too bad. Okay, Rachel, we've all heard of the promises, you know, to love and care for each other in sickness and in health. But what's the reality of people getting sick in long-term relationships and marriages? I mean, how often is one person left caring for the other in a couple, let's say?
Yeah, well, statistically speaking, it's pretty likely if you stay together for more than a few years, at least one of you is going to be ill or injured at one point or more. And, you know, as a society, we tend to push the topics of illness, dependency, and ultimately, you know, people dying as far away as possible, which isn't very helpful since, you know, it's something that happens to us all. You know, all of us are likely to be sick in our lifetimes, and all of us are going to die. So it's something that we definitely don't talk about enough in our relationships, and is definitely one to be discussed more.
Is it common, or how common is it for couples to actually break up when there's a serious physical or mental health issue for one person?
Yeah, so interestingly, there's actually quite a gender split on this, Jen. So from the research, we know that women tend to stay with their male partners through thick and thin, and men are more likely to throw in the towel and leave their female partners when there's a serious physical or mental health issue, which is not to say that that's all men or that it's all women, but that there definitely seems to be a split there, which we think is basically down to the history of, you know, women being kind of in caretaker roles, constantly being in roles where they're very much expected to be caring for, of course, children, but also for their partners, and that men often just haven't developed those skills, and so they kind of can't deal with it when the partner becomes sick.
Oh no. But do you think people should always try and stay together when there's a serious illness or injury? What do you think?
Yeah, I think you have to assess the individual situation. Okay. We'll probably need to do that many times along the way because, you know, our society just isn't well set up to care for sick, injured and generally elderly people compared to much more collectivist and kind of community based cultures. You know, while some couples, you know, they begin their kind of journey together with maybe chronic illness or disability as part of the picture, those of us who experience it down the road are often surprised by how it affects the ways in which you think, feel, behave, communicate with each other, how you feel about each other. So, you know, I think you really are going to have to keep assessing that along the way because it can be amazingly draining and difficult to be with someone who's very unwell. And obviously it can be very scary for everybody involved if someone isn't well, you know, often not knowing whether that's, you know, obviously we mostly hope that it's going to be something very temporary, but sometimes it could be something that lasts months to years to a lifetime and sort of, you know, be worse at certain points and better at others. So it's something that you're really going to have a lot of communication about to figure out how you can best support each other and be supported so that it's not left down to just the two of you kind of on your own.
So how can you best support them while also taking care of yourself so you don't burn out?
Yeah, okay, so there's lots of things that you can do with that. So, you know, sort of like tips for the person or the partner who's unwell, you know, whether that's, again, this could be like a physical injury or an accident that happened. It could be an illness that kind of, you know, develops over time. It could be a mental health issue that maybe, you know, has spikes where it gets much more difficult. So I would say, you know, kind of as much as possible, seeing the person in their humanity, you know, seeing the person as a person rather than a patient, you know, the partner that you love and care about, holding on to their individuality, learning about whatever the injury, illness, kind of ailment is. That can be a really good one, you know, which can be very confusing at times because you might be getting different bits of information from different sources. But it's really good to get that information and also talk to your partner about that where possible. Also making sure that you offer your partner kind of choices and ask their opinion, you know, no matter matter what they can share, just having them feel kind of acknowledged and included. You'll probably need to also redefine intimacy. You know, some people mm-hmm. really get into this kind of clinical routine of caregiving and forget that you can still have a level of arousal, desire, connection, lots of touch, you know, so really looking for times in which you can create that kind of romance or sensuality, even if it's as simple as, you know, a kind of little stroke of the neck or touch of the hand, these sorts of things. It doesn't have to always be, you know, erotic or sexual, but intimacy can take lots of forms. And so, you know, just remembering that you can have different kinds of touch, playing music together, doing activities that you enjoy together, you know, and really needing to take the time out as the person who, the partner who's doing kind of more of the caring or all of the caring potentially, you're going to need to take time out and have really good communication and boundaries around how to take time out to breathe, to grieve the fact that, you know, life is hard and your partner may well have changed. You may feel that you have changed, and also get some space for yourself, because you're really going to also need to have a life outside of your partner. Now, that might be more difficult for them depending on how incapacitated they are by their illness or injury or whatever it is. But you're going to need to have, you know, separate lives where possible as well, so that you can still enjoy your relationship rather than feeling like it's purely a burden and a chore, which is obviously awful for everybody involved.
Yeah. What level of duty do we have to our partners, really, you know, do you think?
Yeah, I think it's really up to your own values and integrity. Mm. You know, I think it's far, far too much pressure to really expect one person in a couple to shoulder another's care. You know, but also, I mean, parts of our society are becoming increasingly throwaway in relation to commitment. You know, on one hand, I think it's great that people don't feel forced to stay together forever just because of the kids or just because they made a promise, you know, to get married. But that also, that doesn't mean that people should basically be thrown in the towel just because, you know, the relationship doesn't really suit them anymore or the other person has become unwell. You know, presumably the other person didn't choose to become unwell and doesn't want that for the relationship. So, you know, we have the society that for us, you know, especially compared to, say, some Asian cultures, for instance, you know, where there's just so much more. Just, it's just utter expectation that it is your duty to care for, let's say, your elderly parents, as you know, and also that you would be caring for a partner if they got ill, just as you would be caring for children. In our society, there's a lot more, you know, in Western society, there's a lot more kind of individualism and sense of, you know, your kind of individual purpose and meaning in your life, which has its upsides, but also has its downsides, because you may feel very, very burdened by, you know, the kind of support or care that you need to give to a partner. So that's another thing to kind of.
So communication is key. And it's probably continuous communication, because I'm sure things change. And there's a lot of ups and downs on both sides.
Yeah, big time. You know, depending again on what it is, we're talking about such a wide variety of issues here, because usually it's not going to be the case that it's just one partner who's well for, you know, this long period of time and one partner who's unwell, and that it's just defined in those ways. You know, there's going to be periods of stress for both people. Also, if one person is doing a lot of caregiving, you know, or even potentially has taken on the role of a carer for their partner, which might be, you know, in their kind of, you know, old age, it could be because of a certain illness or whatever. You know, it's very likely, we know again from research, that the caring partner, the person in the role of caregiver, may well, is much more likely to become sick as well than someone who isn't in a caregiving role, just because of the toll that that can take and the stress on the relationship, on your life or whatever.
Emotionally, so you really need to, physically, yeah. Financially, everything. Yeah, absolutely. Well, look, I'd love to hear from you guys. If you've been through this, and do you have any coping mechanisms or any tips or anything that you think we have missed in our conversation today, you can text me on 51552. Rachel, thank you so much for being with us today, as always. And Rachel Cook, psychotherapist and mental health consultant, is with us every single Wednesday around this time. And if there is a topic that you would like us to discuss in sex and relationship therapy, you can always get in touch with the show. You can email jen@rte.ie. Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.